Oh, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, this is the weekend Gordy's uncle's letting us use his cabin up at the lake.
Oh, yeah. Should be beautiful up there this time of year. Who's all going?
Oh, Gordy, Rick, and I, and our dates. The girls. I suppose you have a lot of things planned for this weekend. I mean, stuff you want to do.
Well, why aren't you? Oh, you need a chaperone.
Yeah, but there'll be six of us, teenagers.
Well, Chip, I'd like to help you out. But, I'm working on this project. Now, I should finish it by Friday night, but if I don't, I just might have to work on it over the weekend.
Well, that's okay. Thanks anyway, Dad.
You know, I wouldn't want to tell you I could do it and then have to back out at the last minute.
Oh, sure. It's kind of a problem who to get for a chaperone.
Did you have anybody else in mind?
Well, what we need is somebody who's kind of young, but not too young. You know, a little older, but not too old.
Somebody the parents would approve of.
Yeah, a kind of youngish older people.
Or oldish youngish.
Yeah, like Robbie and Katie, somebody like that.
Say, how about Robbie and Katie? They're sort of oldish youngish, huh?
Robbie and Katie? Hey, Dad, you've got a great idea. Well, they'd be just right. You think they'd do it?
Well, I have no idea, Chip. Why don't you ask them? Rob?
Dad, maybe you could give Rob a few pointers. Like, stay out of sight, and no scaring the girls, and none of that Captain Bligh stuff.
Oh, sure. I'll suggest the iron hand and the velvet glove. So the girls don't notice, of course.
Oh, you called me?
Yeah, Rob. Chip has a proposition. Excuse me, fellas, I've got to get to work.
Well, like what?
Well, Gordy, Rick, and I are taking our dates up to the lake, and we need a chaperone.
So?
Dad suggested you and Katie.
Us? We're not old enough. You kids would run us ragged.
Well, that's the idea, Rob. You're not too old, and you guys are married, and that's what it takes.
Chip thinks you'd remember your problems at that age, Rob, and an old fogey like me would spoil all the fun.
And, Rob, it'll be a free weekend. You don't have to pay for anything. The girls are bringing the food and stuff, so you and Katie can relax and eat yourself silly and stay out of sight.
You know, when I was your age, I always wish we could find a chaperone like me. Okay, we'll do it.
Oh, boy, that solves our problem. Thanks, Rob.
I gotta phone Shirley. I'll tell Katie that we're supposed to be invisible.
Rob.
Yeah?
I just want you to know this wasn't my idea. I think the boys had you staked out.
Oh, naturally. Boy, I remember the time I went to the mountains for the weekend. Yeah, we had this old fuss budget that followed us around wherever we went.
If that's the weekend I think it was, I was that old fuss budget.
Oh. Well, but what I meant was you really got in there and chaperoned.
Well, now that's what I expect you to do, Rob. The parents are depending on you, and that includes me. Well, just try to keep them in hand, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'll figure out what I would have done if I was their age, and I'll stop them from doing it.
Let's get going, gang. We haven't got all day. Got to pick up the other kids.
Rob,
huh?
Oh, I guess I was coming on a little strong here.
Okay, relax. A few minutes more or less won't make any big difference. But the sooner we get going, the sooner the weekend begins.
Better.
Okay. Bye,
Rob. Bye, Charlie. Have a good time, Katie.
Thanks, Dad. I'll keep an eye on Rob and make sure he keeps an eye on those kids.
Bye. Dad, I'd like you to meet Shirley.
Hello, Shirley.
And Uncle Charlie.
Hi.
Hello. I've heard so much about both of you.
We can act with them during the week, Shirley.
This is on our own time.
Bye-bye. Goodbye, Shirley. Yeah, she's a pretty little girl.
They all look alike.
Well, not to each other, Charlie.
Now that you let them have the station wagon, what are you going to use for a car?
Robbie's wheels.
Dad, see you Sunday night. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, Ernie.
I think he got so interested in Robbie and Katie and Chip going away, he forgot I wasn't going anyplace.
Well, Ernie, I thought you'd be here with Uncle Charlie and maybe have one of your friends over.
Well, nothing's been arranged. Guess I'm just poor old Ernie again.
Come on, Ernie, you're breaking my heart.
Well, I've got to get down to that meeting. Don't wait dinner for me, Charlie. I might be a little late. Say, Charlie, why don't you see if you can't arrange something for Ernie, huh?
Okay, I'll be his chaperone. Watching one kid shouldn't be too hard.
Would you watch two kids? I'd invite George.
Yeah, but tell him if he gets out of line, I'll belt him one. That's the only way I know how to chaperone.
Okay, Ernie.
You bet.
All right, see you tonight.
Come on, pal.
Thank you.
private. This is going to be neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really big. Let's do it. Let's bring it from the inside. Oh. Hey, open it up, Porter.
Hey, let's go. Hey, you guys. Come back here. Get your gear and haul it inside.
We can do that later.
Well, yeah. We better do it now. I think we should cooperate with Robbie and Katie on all the things that don't matter.
I thought they might give us trouble, but it looks like they're going to be easier to handle than we were.
Rob, did you see how they automatically split up into couples?
Kate, that's kid stuff.
Well, their parents are relying on us to watch every move they make.
Katie, what you need is faith.
What you need is glasses.
What's the matter?
Kids are still up.
Up where?
Up in the living room.
Oh. So what about it, honey?
It's a quarter of four.
Four what?
Four in the morning.
Oh.
Hey, you better go out and tell them to go to bed.
Katie, they're big kids. I'd feel silly telling them to go to bed.
They're teenagers, and they shouldn't be up at this time of the night.
I think I'm out of my mind. Now, telling a bunch of 16-year-olds what time it is.
It's our responsibility.
Okay. Okay.
I bet we woke you up.
Oh, I keep telling them to turn that record player down. It's okay.
Is anything wrong?
Well, we were kind of wondering if you knew it was kind of late. Yeah, so you can get started bright and early tomorrow morning. Look, I'm sorry. It's not that I want to spoil your fun.
Okay, Mr. Douglas, we're going Betty bye.
Night. Good night, Chip.
Night. Night.
What?
What
up? Real. Boy, Rob, don't you remember when you were young? Much. But they look like it was a big mistake that they invited us to be chaperones.
Dear, when they look back on this weekend, they'll realize we had their best interest at heart.
Yeah, maybe. But right now, they're figuring out how to poison our food. Good night.
George, Ernie invited me.
At 6 o'clock in the morning?
My dad likes to get up early.
Where's Ernie?
I don't know.
He let you in the house, didn't he?
Nope.
Then who did?
Nobody. The kitchen window was open.
If you were my kid, I'd have you arrested for housebreaking. What are you doing in here anyway? Go find Ernie.
Where is he?
In bed.
Where's that?
In his bedroom.
Where's that?
Upstairs at the end of the hall.
You shouldn't holler. It could give me a complex.
It'll give you a complex. Right where you sit down.
Good morning, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, morning. We thought you'd still be asleep.
Oh, Katie got me up early to keep an eye on you.
Oh, you don't have to worry about us today. We're going on a hike.
Hey, good idea. Hey, can you hang around a second? Katie and I will join you.
Oh, Katie's busy in the kitchen. You probably want to fool around with the car. It's okay. We'll see you later. Oh, we don't want to be pests.
Mr. Douglas, you don't have to go on an old hike with a bunch of kids.
Well, I'd like to go. Of course, if you don't trust us. No, I trust you. Look, you wanted a chaperone. A chaperone isn't supposed to follow us around all the time like a private detective. All right. If you don't go too far. I mean, go too far from here.
Oh, we're just going over to the other side of the lake. Mr. Douglas, you're so suspicious. Just like my father.
I'm not. It's just that a chaperone is supposed to, well, chaperone. Oh, sure, Rob. We understand. But you stay right here and chaperone. Come on.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye.
See ya.
Where are the kids?
Oh, they're going on a hike.
Alone?
No, no, they're in a group. Six.
Rob, that'll be three couples in about a minute and a half.
Katie, they're just going over to the other side of the lake.
We can't let them roam around. They're teenagers.
Honey, we can't follow them around every second.
Well, you can follow them. Which way did they go?
They went that way.
Well, get going. Catch up with them.
Katie, I would feel like a fool.
Rob, while we're arguing, they're dividing into couples.
Okay. Okay. It's a robin and three little birds in a nest. What are you doing here?
I'm just looking for a... Well, just sort of checking. Where are the others?
Well, Gordy and Joanne turned off to Greenspring, and Rick and Tina headed for Adler Flats.
Wrong?
Did somebody get hurt?
No. I was just,
Just what?
I was just looking for Rick and Tina.
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, hi. What's going on? Nothing. Well, I mean, you shouldn't be wandering around by yourselves. I mean, well, we're supposed to be chaperoning, and, what did you think we were doing? Well, I didn't think anything, but, well, you're supposed to stay together.
Why?
Well, you just are. Look, you guys, if we get out of Robbie's sight, he's going to have a breakdown. Let's go back to the cabin and just sit there where he can stare at us. Well, wait a minute now. Hey, well, you don't have to... You want to? Really? Hey, come on, it's a nice place.
Can we go to a movie?
What movie you want to see?
Oh, Cleopatra on the Nile.
Cleopatra on the Nile? That's not a fit picture for kids your age.
What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It's about Cleopatra.
Did you know her?
No, but I read about her. She's that Egyptian dame that floated around on a barge in her underwear. If you kids want to see a picture, you pick out something better than that.
Hey, how about the palace? They got a revival of Virginia Woolf.
Now, that's more like it. One of those outdoor pictures. Probably about a boy and a dog and a wolf.
Thanks, Mr. Charles.
Listen. It's a place in town called the Purple Tiger. Dancing and all. Place really swings.
Ooh, I'd love to go.
Me too. Anywhere.
Well, I've heard about that Purple Tiger. It's a roadhouse. If my mom and dad found out I went there, I'd be on bread and water for a month.
Who's gonna find out?
My folks. Robbie'll tell them.
Not if he doesn't know.
He knows everything. It's like a supernatural with him.
If my mother kept that close a watch on me, I'd run away and join the Navy. Then it's a real challenge to fool them.
Right. So tonight we wait until they're asleep, and then we sneak out.
What about a car?
Yeah, how are we going to get there?
Yeah. All right.
Hey.
Great.
All right, you guys, grab a chair and get ready to dig in. I cooked up a swell feed for you. How was the wolf picture?
We didn't go.
Why not?
They wouldn't let us in.
Oh, theater filled up, huh? What did you do all afternoon?
Well, George's uncle owns a bakery. So we went there.
Stood around and smelled the fresh bread, huh? Well, that's a good cheap way to kill an afternoon. Probably worked up a big appetite, huh? I got your favorite stuff for dinner. Chili size with double hamburgers and cheese. And guess what's in the pitcher? Chocolate malt. I went to the store special for the ice cream and stuff. Made it in the blender. I tell you, there's nothing finer. Okay, you guys, dig in.
I don't care for any.
What?
Well, you're gonna yell at us for sure. George's uncle gave us some donuts.
Donuts? How many?
Well, a dozen.
A dozen? What did you do with them?
We ate them.
You ate them?
You're sore, Uncle Charlie?
Ah, forget it. I was a kid once myself a couple of hundred years ago. What are hungry kids supposed to do with a dozen donuts? Come on, relax. I'll eat it myself.
Mine too.
Well, thanks.
What's the matter this time?
I hear them. They're sneaking out.
We'll be back before he wakes up.
Right. I'll never know we spent the evening at the Purple Tiger.
Wait till the other kids hear about this. We'll be the swinging group.
Come on.
Quiet, Chip.
You hear that? They must have the car keys.
It's all right. They won't get anywhere.
And what's to stop them?
I removed part of the distributor.
I messed it up, Dad. I really messed it up.
Who said so, Rod?
Oh, they did. I needed a de-icer on that ride home.
Were you really that rough on them?
I guess so. I just got carried away by my sense of power. I'm afraid it'll be a long time before we resume our brother relationship. And I think I really ruined everything with him for Shirley.
Jeff, Rob tells me he leaned a little hard on you and you resent it.
Well, yeah, at the time.
At the time?
Well, the guys and the girls were all sore at first.
At first?
Yeah. We had to make a show for each other. Nobody could admit we were scared of going to the Purple Tiger.
The Purple Tiger?
Yeah. In a roadhouse Gordy heard about. We were going to be big wheels barging in there. Gosh, they wouldn't admit it, a bunch of kids. We'd have been too scared to go inside anyway. Thanks for getting tough.
Well, Rob, it looks like your instincts were pretty good.
Rob cared enough to watch out for us. He really watched. You got to respect a guy like that. Shirley will probably never speak to me again. But that's the breaks. I'll get it. Hi.
Hi. Hello, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, hello, Shirley.
Oh, I met the other Mr. Douglas, too.
Oh, hi.
My mother said I should come by and thank Mr. and Mrs. Douglas.
Oh, well, tell your mother, okay? It was a pleasure, part of the time.
Well, I wanted to thank you anyway, for myself. Good night.
Good night, Shirley.
Call me?
Sure.
Good night.
Good night. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
You just never know.
Hey, you guys, I'll tell you something. If you ever want to get a good chaperone, get Uncle Charlie. He lets you get away with murder.
Okay, you can cut out the soft soap. Call Katie and everybody grab a glass. We got to drink a gallon and a half of leftover malted milk.
Hey, Katie, tell us.
My Three Sons is twice as nice when you see it twice. So stay tuned for more middle-class suburban hijinks on another episode of My Three Sons, next, only in TV Land.